Information is the best medicine, especially when it comes from Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille. Here's their show. It's your health, and it ain't rocket science.
Demyth, debunk, demystify. We're getting this from the Berea television show featuring our wonderful Holly Lucille out there educating the public on television. Please tune into that Berea TV special, as well as Julie Newmark Music jamming us with Dime Store Halo. Love that introduction music. Sonar back at the office. Thank you for extending out that Julie Newmark
music. It was Kevin.
We love it. Oh, that was Kevin.
Kevin.
Well, I guess, okay, it was Kevin. Proper due. Kevin, thank you for letting us jam. We are demyth-mything. We are debunking. We are demystifying. Is there a way to prove preventative medicine works? And I know there's been a lot of stuff out there. It's sort of like proving, and I go to football analogies because I like football, and, you know, I mean, proving how many sacks the offensive line prevented. I mean, you know,
right.
How do you prove a negative? You know, how do you prove something doesn't happen? And there are some ways. I can go through some science later. But, Holly, is this much bigger issue than we realize in the sense? Now, listeners, I want you to understand, Holly was one of a leader in our profession of getting the state of California licensed so the state of California residents could enjoy naturopathic medicine at a physician or, excuse me, a doctor level. So we are talking to an expert in this. Holly, does our profession almost depend on prevention being accurately measured to exist and continue to grow? Is it that big a thing?
I think what's the most important is that we raise the question, because how can you quantify prevention? I think it's a great question. It's very difficult. Mm-hmm. But listen, this is where I was talking to somebody yesterday, and they were talking to me, they were kind of interviewing me about the type of practice that I have. And she stopped and mm-hmm. she kind of set down her pencil and her pen, and she looked at me and said, "This sounds like a lot of common sense." And I said, "You know, I always called this common sense comprehensive medicine." And it really is. When we were fussing around with the title of our show, our old partner, Lisa Davis, she has a radio show called It's Your Health. And I was like, hey, and it ain't rocket science, because quite honestly, if we could, and I'll say it again, get out of the weeds and get out of the vernacular and the vocabulary and the turf fights about this lovely process we call health, which is really a natural state. And just and really empower people to truly take responsibility and remember that they are their own primary care providers, then we could not have to start worrying about and spending valuable time and precious energy thinking about how we get to prove prevention. Because just to be able to substantiate or play with the big dogs, shall we say.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can tell you, in cardiology, what happened with it was a big mess. Where, and a lot of people have heard of drugs like atorvastatin or Lipitor and Crestor and these medications, and that's trying to prove prevention. That is trying to prove a negative, prove that fewer people had heart attacks, fewer people died from heart attacks, fewer people had heart attacks, excuse me. And what they found out is that percentages didn't matter, Holly. Like, when they would advertise, you take this, there's about a 30% reduced risk of heart attack, that didn't work at all. And actually, U.S. News and World Report had the cover about they were kind of picking on Lipitor, and they were saying the same thing, that those numbers, those percentages didn't work, so they threw it out. And actually, there were fines levied down through the government for that, from the government to drug makers for claiming prevention and percentages. And what it came over to was something called numbers needed to treat, where over 3 years, how many fewer heart attacks did somebody have, or did a population have, and how many fewer deaths that they have. And when they did that math, the statins weren't really good looking. All the shine came off of them when they did that math, because until 4 or 5 risk factors, nobody really had any significant reduction in expectation of heart attack or that. But let me tell you, Holly, this was years of study. This was a very hard thing to prove. And when it came out, when it didn't give them really good news, no one was interested in doing this anymore. And so, go ahead, Holly.
I just love that you bring that up, because I want to give you a tool out there, I want to give you out there a tool to honestly and authentically uncover true evidence-based, true sort of the idea of indexing studies and what it's all about. And it's a website. It's called Green, as in the color. So Green Med, so short for medicine. Green Med Info, so short for information. GreenMedInfo.com.
You love that site.
I use it all the time. I actually give money to it because it's an independent website. These guys are doing this work. They're getting these articles together. It's if you want to know the truth about statins, if you want to know the truth about genetically modified organisms from a research base, not just, hey, they're bad. Hey, do something else. If you have that brain that you want to get in there, it's a great site to go to.
And so what we're kind of saying is that there really isn't a way for most things to prove that they're preventative, meaning that I really like the vitamin E studies and the high gamma tocotrienols and high gamma tocopherol type of stuff. I really like their research about prevention. There's also was something called Lyon Diet Heart Health Study that looked at a Mediterranean diet, and I really like that. But those studies were over like 10 years. I think that my conclusion to this would be, if there's a proper amount of years, yes, I think you can study and research prevention. Otherwise, I think you just have to navigate through what you already said, common sense. Like Framingham came out and said a lot of stuff, but this is an entire town in Massachusetts that was studied over years and years and years. And Women's Health Study was interesting over hormones, but it took years and years, and then we found out some bad things about it. But I think in the absence of that, we're going to have to say the preventative medicine is really hard to prove, but it's where common sense comes in. Now, I got a question a bit for you about that interview, Holly. When the lady looked at you and said, it sounds like a lot of common sense, was she sort of surprised? Like, isn't medicine supposed to be more complicated?
Yeah, she was hunkered in and writing all of these notes. And when I started to just talk and she started, I think she was expecting this to be very, interesting. I hope it was interesting, but complicated interview or what have you. And It almost seemed like she started to breathe a little bit, like, you know, it wasn't like, oh, I've got to get all this down. And like, these are things I haven't heard before. And it's like, you know, this is a Dr. Holly Lucille. And I want to portray her right. It's almost like she kind of just sat back a little bit, started to breathe, and then was like, I think I got this. I think I actually already know this. Why? Because I have a brain. So I love that.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Thinking.
Yes, yeah. I know. She was thinking.
Okay, hold on, Holly. I got to throw something. So what, I mean, you brought up a very interesting point about thinking. Somebody who it doesn't really practice preventative medicine, but more of a reactive medicine, you have the disease and comes in, and somebody just writes pharmaceuticals, there's not a lot of thinking. You match the data up and the drug up with the condition, next patient. Match the data and the drug up with the patient. What I'm hearing you're saying is that common sense also involves thought, and that requires time and energy in order to do it accurately. That's what I'm hearing, right?
Yeah, and it also, yes, I should say, and it also requires personal responsibility. And I say that because I had a gentleman come in this week to my office, and he kind of looked at me, he's very, very helpless, and he said, listen, I hope you can help me, because nobody else has been able to. And I sat up in my chair, and I got very, very close to him, and I leaned in, and I said, I am not going to be able to do this alone. And quite honestly, he did unfortunately have that mentality of, well, my doctors didn't do this right. My doctors did that. Now, he might have not been satisfied with the recommendations or the care that he was getting. But also at the same time, he was very dependent on, I would say, bad mommies. But then you'd think that I was some sort of analytical freak, which I am. But he was sort of dependent on people to take care of themselves that were unable to. I promise you, I'm going to give you, based on what I learn and having good clinical acumen, that I'm going to give you the best, path. But I need you to help walk down it with me.
Is there a way to prove preventative medicine? Takes a lot of years to do that. Until then, greenmedinfo.com, independent site, as well as using common sense medicine and thinking about your choices and saying, is this choice going to prevent disease or cause disease? Looking at that on a daily basis.